This is the reading for September 4th. Isaiah chapter 55. The Lord says, "All you who are thirsty, come and drink. Those of you who do not have money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend your money on something that is not real food? Why work for something that doesn't really satisfy you? Listen closely to me, and you will eat what is good. Your soul will enjoy the rich food that satisfies. Come to me and listen. Listen to me so you may live. I will make an agreement with you that will last forever. I will give you the blessings I promised to David. I made David a witness of my power for all nations, a ruler and commander of many nations. You will call for nations that don't yet know, and these nations that do not know you will run to you because of the Lord your God, because of the Holy One of Israel who honors you. So you should look for the Lord before it is too late. You should call to him while he is near. The wicked should stop doing wrong, and they should stop their evil thoughts. They should return to the Lord so he may have mercy on them. They should come to our God because he will freely forgive them. The Lord says, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways, your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Rain and snow fall from the sky and don't return without watering the ground. They cause the plants to sprout and grow, making seeds for the farmer and bread for the people. The same thing is true of the words I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the things happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I send them to do. So you will go out with joy and be led out in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees in the fields will clap their hands. Large cypress trees will grow where thorn bushes were. Myrtle trees will grow where weeds were. These things will be a reminder of the Lord's promise, and this reminder will never be destroyed." Isaiah chapter 56. This is what the Lord says. "Give justice to all people and do what is right, because my salvation will come to you soon. Soon everyone will know that I do what is right. The person who obeys the law about the Sabbath will be blessed, and the person who does no evil will be blessed. Foreigners who have joined the Lord should not say, 'The Lord will not accept me with his people.' The eunuch should not say, 'Because I cannot have children, the Lord will not accept me.' This is what the Lord says. The eunuchs should obey the law about the Sabbath and do what I want and keep my agreement. If they do, I will make their names remembered within my temple and its walls. It will be better for them than children. I will give them a name that will last forever, that will never be forgotten. Foreigners will join the Lord to worship him and love him, to serve him, to obey the law about the Sabbath and to keep my agreement. I will bring these people to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. The offerings and sacrifices they place on my altar will please me because my temple will be called a house for prayer for people from all nations. The Lord God says, he who gathers the Israelites that were forced to leave their country, I will bring together other people to join those who are already gathered. All you animals of the field, all you animals of the forest, come to eat. The leaders who are to guard the people are blind. They don't know what they are doing. All of them are like quiet dogs that don't know how to bark. They lie down and dream and love to sleep. They are like hungry dogs that are never satisfied. They are like shepherds who don't know what they are doing. They all have gone their own way. All they want to do is satisfy themselves. They say, 'Come, let's drink some wine. Let's drink all the beer we want, and tomorrow we will do this again, or maybe we will have an even better time.'"
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9.
"I don't need to write anything further to you about helping the Christians in Jerusalem. I know how willing you are to help, and I brag about you to the believers in the province of Macedonia. I tell them, the people of Greece have been ready to send their collection since last year, and your enthusiasm has moved most of them to act. I've sent my co-workers so that when we brag that you're ready, we can back it up. Otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me, they might find out that you're not ready after all. This would embarrass us for feeling so confident as much as it would embarrass you. So I thought that I should encourage our co-workers to visit you before I do and make arrangements for this gift that you had already promised to give. Then it will be the blessing it was intended to be, and it won't be something you're forced to do.
Remember this. The farmer who plants a few seeds will have a very small harvest. But the farmer who plants because he has received God's blessings will receive a harvest of God's blessings in return. Each of you should give whatever you have decided. You shouldn't be sorry that you gave or feel forced to give, since God loves a cheerful giver. Besides, God will give you His constantly overflowing kindness. Then, when you always have everything you need, you can do more and more good things.
Scripture says, "The righteous person gives freely to the poor. His righteousness continues forever. God gives seed to the farmer and food to those who need to eat. God will also give you seed and multiply it. In your lives, He will increase the things you do that have His approval. God will make you rich enough so that you can always be generous. Your generosity will produce thanksgiving to God because of us. What you do to serve others not only provides for the needs of God's people, but also produces more and more prayers of thanksgiving to God. You will honor God through this genuine act of service because of your commitment to spread the good news of Christ and because of your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. With deep affection, they will pray for you because of the extreme kindness that God has shown you. I thank God for His gift that words cannot describe."